RBG, the EP. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Back again. Food, clothing, shelter.
You gotta have it.
That's how we doing. We producers. You know what I'm saying?
Oba.
Produce for yourself. Make something for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Our sustenance, man. What we need every day. You know what I'm saying? The groceries. You know what I'm saying? That food you eat every day. That food is sometimes, so you say,
pathways to a man's heart satisfies tummy. They say grow your own food like print your own money. Where you buy your food from? How much of your income? Eating with my family, quality time, spend summer. Who run our food system? Who control the seas? Who destroyed habitats and killing off the bees? Food apartheid leads to black genocide. White farmers subsidized. The hood being gentrified. Some say it's justified. We eat to live dignified. Black manhood excellence. That's what we signify. Let food be your medicine. Meds be your food. It can change the way you think, even stimulate your mood. Sustenance, vitamin arouse in abundance. Play the beans, greens, tomatoes. It's a decadent indulgence. Drugs and masquerading foods. We uncovering the truth. Eat leaves, stem seeds, stalks, fruits to the roots.
We are what we eat, drink what we consume. Our thoughts and our words, my faults. I carry with me, I fought my mad thoughts and I tossed them very deeply. My pain, I bury deeply. The cost was very cheap before the game is played to me. Was told discreetly. I know the streets be on the watch out for a meal. You could be fooled, don't be fooled. Better watch out for real. It's like it get hotter than boiling some holy water inside of a cross. Some lava than add a stick. A margin for flavor. Look at the margin on paper. They say you great, but we greater. I fetch a cup of that lava water that I make you savor. How hot that we been burning up from the inside. I no trouble but to pray to your savior and pray to your savior from this lyrical ass whipping. It's berate or be hated, just elevating your mind state. It's a thin line between be great or be lady. Knock, knock, we made it food for thought for the moment. You never thought for a moment you be staring at the faces of those descendants of people you hated. You don't know how long that we've been waiting to introduce these crackers to payment. Think that's a figure of speech, how a nigga could reach up in his line and then pull out their lumber and start of bringing commas to y'all name. Cause partner, we starving out here and what y'all been selling us has never been food.
Peace, peace, everyone. It's your girl, Sequoia Blue. We're back here another episode on this beautiful Saturday here. And today's special guest, we got Sid Adams and Oba Femi. And man, I'm going to tell you, I checked out their album. It's amazing. I actually downloaded it on Bandcamp, which is actually good for, you know, artists. If you don't know about Bandcamp, check it out, because Spotify and all these streaming platforms are doing a lot of things. Also, you're not making what you're supposed to be making. So is that why you guys chose Bandcamp? Let's get into that first. I want to know why you chose Bandcamp too.
Well, it's a big platform, you know, just like iTunes and Spotify. And it's also like one of them platforms, like you said, when you go in there, you might be looking for something else and get recommended, you know, us, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. You know, you can find different types of artists that you wouldn't find anywhere else on there.
Yeah, that's true. And what inspired you guys to do this album? Oh, what you about to say?
I was just gonna say about Bandcamp. Yeah, Bandcamp, we get to see more of our residuals. So you know what I'm saying? We get to see more revenue from our music versus the streams. Like the way they got the money situation set up with streams is crazy. So you know, we can kind of be a little more direct with the customer through Bandcamp, you know, than the streaming services. So
yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, because are you guys on? You're not on Spotify and all that, right? And
yes, yeah,
Oh, you're on there too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. You're putting Bandcamp first, and then what made you guys want to like do this album? Like, what inspired you?
And you are talking about the food, clothes, and shelter, right? So
yeah, the EP.
EP. Yeah, food, clothes, and shelter is it's kind of like a branch off of another EP we done, and it's kind of like a a thing we're going to keep going, you know. So the first EP we did was Red, Black, and Green, and so it was just fitting that the second one we do is called Food, Clothes, and Shelter. And Red, Black, and Green is also, you know, saying on Bandcamp, Spotify, and all that. And we got videos for that too. I can leave my handle, you know, especially after this. But yeah, it's just a branch off of Red, Black, and Green, and just, you know, Food, Clothes, and Shelter is a necessity. Mm-hmm. You know, for us all, every single day, you know. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like it spoke to the everyday man, everyday person, you know. Yeah, just what we're going through, you know. Yeah. And that's important. And then the song you did, Black Love, that you just released that video, I think that's important because of all the dating wars going on right now, and, you know, passport bros and trying, you know, Black Women America, all this stuff going on. I think it was like cathartic to put out a song like that to say, hey, you know, I got my Black Queen right here. And, you know, it was just a really good video. And I think it just needs to be pushed out more so the Black community can feel more inspired about dating our own, you know.
Oh, yeah. So
that,
oh, no,
that was inspiring. I had to check out your other albums too, and I'm gonna put everything in here, everybody. Y'all gotta support that. And also, you came out with a book. Did both of you write the book?
No.
So the book is a project that I did last year. I released it on back in February of last year. So it's a children's book called Every Day is a Sunday. And the premise to the book is kind of following the life of a young Black boy who's being homeschooled. It's about 9 years old, and it goes through a week process of what he does with his family, what they do in the community. And it's centered around principles that you can find in African and African-American culture. So it's a very culturally centered children's book. Written about, you know, just, you know, the premise behind Every Day is a Sunday is like Sundays were typically the day in the community where Black families would get together, have Sunday dinner, all of that. So when I'm saying every day is a Sunday, it's like, you know, I am because we are. It takes a village to raise a child. That's every day. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the premise of the book.
I like that. That's a, man, I didn't get a chance to get that yet. I bought the EP, but I was like, I didn't get a chance to get the book yet, but I'm going to get the book and try to review. I tried to review on books, but man, everything gets so caught up. Yeah. But the book looks really interesting. I mean, the art, it looks good. I mean, I already can tell the art's good. Yeah. And also meant to ask, like, the production for your music, who does the do you guys create the beats yourself, or do you go to someone else?
I know of most of the beats that we have are, you know, some instrumental, the song created by somewhere else, but a few of the beats that we had on there, especially on Food, Clothes, and Shelter, two of those beats were created by both of our sons. Yeah, so food and clothes.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, so food. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Food was produced by my 13, well, he's 14 now, my 14-year-old son, and then one of Sid's sons produced clothes.
Oh man, that's amazing. Yeah, because a lot of times a lot of independent artists are like a little nervous about going independent because they don't really know what to do as far as getting the business part together. You guys seem to do that, you know. And do you guys do sing licensing too for your music, like get it on movies and TV shows?
Not yet. That's the plan though.
Yeah. That's, I would say I can hear it. I can hear it on some stuff. And I noticed that it's in the works. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's going to be really important, because all these short movies coming out on Tubi, all these other, it's a good way for artists to get their music out there. Even though Dr. Umar don't agree with Tubi TV. He thinks it's bad for the community, but I think it's a good way for us to get our stuff out there, you know?
Yeah.
You And what's y'all opinion on AI in the music industry? I'm a techie, so you know what? Yeah. You know, does it bother you both? Like even as author, you know.
That's a good question. I try to embrace the tech, the AI. Like yeah. I use it every day. I use AI to do the illustrations for my book. So, however way I can find ways to integrate the technology, we're still keeping some authenticity behind us because we are creatives. Yeah. In some ways, the AI helps to save time. To allow us to be creative in other avenues. So. I kind of welcome it. I encourage my children to get involved in STEM and all of that type of stuff too. So, the tech ain't going anywhere unless the whole grid shut down or something like that. Like the
tech will be. I would say to be told, like we use AI to create like a. What was that, like a calendar man of how we wanted to promote and advertise, food, clothes, and shelter, and it helked us, it gave us ideas that we can use and some we didn't use, but it was beneficial. I'm not going to use it to write my rhymes, for sure.
Yeah, that's what some people are using it for.
But, to each his own, I ain't never going to do that one now, but. but I can see it's beneficial, if you're using it, the right way.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, my background is AI. Like, I just like it. I mean, there's just so much stuff I can do. It's helped my podcast, my music, everything I'm doing. Like, it's just, content creation was my downfall. But, using AI has helped me come up with content creation and post all the time. So.
People
should just welcome it. I mean, there's gonna be some bad people out there because that's what everything. But I think it's needed because it's gonna help even coders. Like you ain't even gotta really code, no more. You just poke it into ChatGPT and fix up. That's what it wants. Yeah. Need a code, man. Like all kinds of stuff. You still gotta know how to understand it, but it's a good start.
Yeah, and like you said, people gonna use it for bad. You can't stop that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was one story, this lady married a hologram guy, because she was lonely. So, I just saw it on TikTok somewhere, and I was like, huh? So, use it for find love if they're lonely. I said, what? I said, okay, maybe that's the way to capitalize for somebody.
So, how would that work? Like, you got the description of this person, you gotta keep it somewhere.
Man, the dude was like a ghost. Like, the dude like a ghost. Yeah. And he was sitting there watching TV with her eating popcorn. I'm like, what popcorn? It looked so real. Like, he was really eating.
Wow.
And he was sitting with her. It was just interesting. It's gonna go way further.
Yeah.
I want to talk about gardening too. I know that you guys you grow vegetables and stuff. I think that's important because I don't know what's going on with the food lately, but I can't eat like I used to. Like the food doesn't taste good. Like it has chemicals in it, some type of Clorox in it.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to teach the community gardening. What made you guys want to get into that?
Like you said in the EP, food, clothes, shelter, and the specific, But I'm gonna let Bro speak on it first because he brought that idea up.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean, for me, agriculture is in the blood. It's in our DNA. I saw my parents grow and have plants around the house. I saw my grandparents. Involved in the process. I started growing personally in 2011 in my backyard. I would go out and help my father sometimes, and he just kind of encouraged me to say, hey, you might well do something in your backyard, you got space. I got started. And it just kind of grew from there. I ended up planting from fence to fence in my backyard. And I was sharing stuff online, social media about what I was doing. And, you know, people were asking questions. Can I see this? And but I was like, yo, we need to get a community garden because I don't want everybody to come to my backyard. So,
yeah.
No.
So 2017, we started the community garden. Here, so we've been rocking and rolling ever since 2017.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing, man. You know, because now I'm seeing more urban farming courses now, which is good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been doing some. I've done some workshops and herb walks, and you know, just basic stuff around health, wellness, nutrition. I started the Grow Something Challenge on Facebook and Instagram. I put it in the chat, but just basically showing people, no matter how you live in, you know, your apartment or whatever, like you can, if grass can grow through concrete, you can grow something, whether it's in a milk crate to a pallet to a water bottle. We know we showing people many different ways in which you can grow something. So that was the premise behind that.
Man, that's good because people need some inspiration. Some people feel insecure growing in their apartment in the backyard, but it starts somewhere. And do you guys get inspiration? Do you guys travel to Africa and stuff and get inspiration or for certain herbs or ideas?
That's another goal.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's another goal. But you know, but we definitely hit the states around us. You know, what I'm saying, like other places.
Because it's a big. You know, it's so this. A lot of people are going to Africa. A lot of Black people are going back to Africa and want to start new and stuff like that. And they said the food is better there. I'm actually trying to travel there myself.
Yeah,
the food is better there and all types of stuff. They feel more inspired. It's their art, everything. So I think it'd be a good place to visit, even if somebody don't really want to move there, because there is a difference there than what's going on here. Like, there's different things as far as living. Like, you know, they have a lot going on. So do both of you guys have a metaphysical shop? Because I saw a metaphysical shop and I thought that was interesting.
That's me and my fiance it's like a cultural, metaphysical, spiritual shop. Like, you know, all things Black, so it's about us, you know what I'm saying? So you know, we got some art in there, we got jewelry, books, you know, stones and crystals. You know, it's a mixture of different things in there. So yeah, we opened that up November 2022. That's when we opened the door. So
well, that's gonna be nice because a lot of people are getting into the spiritual realm. A lot of people are trying out different things to tap into themselves, and you know, with the crystals and evil eye, it helps meditation and stuff like that. So I think that's a good idea because now that's coming out more now.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think it's just a gradual progression for us as a people, you know, people be on their journey to find themselves, or they search for God, and you know, not to go too deep into it, but you know, we explore different schools of thought and levels of consciousness. So we wanted to be a hub for our people to be able to come to, you know, kind of explore different things, you know what I'm saying, outside of, you know, we in the Delta, we in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, so it's, we in the Bible Belt. Yeah. So you know, it's not like it's a whole lot of different things to go into. It's either church or nothing, you know what I'm saying, for most folks.
Man.
So we got to be a hub to say, yeah, there are other things, and they are, you know, they're yours if you want to grab a hold to it. So.
Yeah, And do you notice a difference, you know, when people do get into this and they start to realize different things and different thought processes? Do you see a change in their lives? Like, do you feel like they're more free, you know, to put it? Because that's what I felt when I changed, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's important to keep
talking. I would say it. So. Yeah, I would say so. I think that, you know, again, where we located at, we in a majority black town in Arkansas. So it's, you know, the dynamics here is kind of crazy, but I see people won't change and they want something different because of all of the negativity we get fed, the steady diet of that. Like, you know, we've been, Pine Bluff has been voted the worst place to live in America. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you know, that can hold the psyche pretty heavy. You know what I'm saying? When you are a predominantly black city, you know, so our people looking for things to help empower themselves, whether it's spiritually, physically, culturally. And so we be trying to find ourselves. So I do see people gather a better self-esteem and a sense of pride about themselves when they start to go on that journey. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, we can be on different parts of your journey, but I do see that people tend to feel a little better about themselves. But you know, that's a start. So you gotta feel better about yourself to wanna do something better.
Yeah, you do. You gotta feel better about yourself.
That's true.
It starts in the mind. That's what this said. Starts in the mind.
Yeah, that's true.
You can go and get all types of help and then you don't get nowhere. So I like that though. So what books do you guys read? Or if you read any books that would recommend to independent artists or just authors or just anybody that just want to, I guess, find themselves or just get into arts? I know it's a lot of books.
Well, yeah.
Or movies too, like movies too.
So movies too?
Yeah.
I know for me, as of lately, I do watch different types of movies, you know, because I do video, you know, and I just watch how movies are shot and what the message they're trying to, you know, display. But I don't know. I guess I look at a lot of older movies, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like Soldier Story and different things like that, you know, that, you know, how portrays, you know, if you told the story, you know, black military, you know, how they shot in different things. So that'd be my take on that. But as far as books go, a book I look at and I keep looking at now is Holistic Health by Layla Africa. You know what I'm saying? So I read that one continuously because there's so much in there that even when I read it, I could have went past. And so I go back to it and look at it and pick up. You know, and every morning I'm getting up, I'm either juicing or making something green to start my day off with. I try to, you know, do that. So that book right there, Holistic Health, is one for sure that has a lot in this. It's more than just dietary health, you know. Yeah. So it's a book that touches on a lot of things, subjects.
Yeah, that's a good book. I got that book too. I need to reread it again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you find something new every time you read it.
Man, what about you? You have any?
Yeah, books. I would say, there's a it's a fairly new book. It's called. Well, I mean, I would advise men and women read the book. It's called African Manhood in the 21st Century by Baba Imhotep Fatiu.
Oh, yeah.
Baltimore. And I say men and women should read it because, you know, like we was talking about the whole dynamic between, you know, black men in the black women. Like, for one, males need a black males need a framework to help understand what being a man is.
Yeah.
And then I think women need to read the book to understand it too, so they know how to properly identify what's a man and what's a grown male. You know what I'm saying? Like, a grown male ain't a man. You know, there's differences. So a lot of times, and you know, this is something like, you know, I'm a father, I'm a grandfather as well, so you know, I share this with my sons. We get our sons together, you know, kind of go over this type of stuff too. So it's very crucial for you to understand who you are just as a person. And that is one book, like, you know, I kind of read some out of it every day. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like African Holistic Health is another one too. That's like the Bible. So that's kind of how
I feel.
Yeah, those are good books. I gotta check out the other one, because I'm like, man, that sounds interesting. I'm about to do a review on that. But I'm starting a dating podcast too, so I'll be trying to just get different stories, just get different perspectives, because I'm seeing a disconnect with that, you know, in the dating realm. So I just wanted, so that's an important book to talk about. Look, that's a good book to start off with in that podcast, is, you know, get people thinking a different way. So. So what projects do you guys have coming up that you want to talk about? Any new projects?
Well, we have a album we working on. It's called Knowledge of Self 3, Cold Minds. And that's a project. We already deep in it. We got a few more songs to lay down and, you know, just flush the whole thing out. That's a project, you know, we plan on working on. And you're going to be seeing a few more videos probably coming off of that project.
Okay.
Cold Minds. Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Yeah, it's good to have videos with it.
So we have released one song off of the project. It's called Working on Myself. Sesh, out the video. It's a very inspirational video. It's high energy. It's called Working on Myself. So it's on YouTube. It's on all streaming platforms right now. So definitely make sure you check out Working on Myself video. But yeah, we got a couple more songs to tie up for that. I'm working on a solo project as well. I got some more books in the chamber that, you know, I'm working to get another one published this year. You know, we've been talking about some short film. We got some short film ideas and stuff like that. So,
okay,
we got a bit in the chamber. So,
yeah, that sounds good, because it's easier to get now on platforms like Tubi and Amazon, because it's distribution software that's out there now, where you can get your stuff out there. I say, make a bunch of them, shoot, because they're just gonna. Gonna keep spreading the messages and all that good stuff, and
and I know when shooting these projects too, you know, a lot of these companies like Netflix, they want you to shoot with certain cameras, you know what I'm saying, to do it. So a lot of people have some good stuff but can't get it there because of what they shot with and how they format it. So you got to kind of do your homework, which is what I'm doing, to see which ones take what, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest parts. That's why I said I'd start off with a cartoon, probably, you know, because, I mean, especially with the new genre coming out, I think I'd start with a cartoon. And, you know, the new genre coming out, you know, Sora.ai. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's like text to video. Yeah. And, you know, Tyler Perry sat here, didn't even open up his new studio because of it, because he's like, man, I could just write text and it'll be a video. Like, he was like, he ain't gonna open up his studio. I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah,
did you hear about that? And what is it called?
Sora.ai. Sora.ai.
And S-O-R-A.
Yeah, S-O-R-A.
Yeah, that is scary. That sounds scary for somebody who shoot video. You know, but at the same time, It sounds scary, but if you can write text and if you're a person and know what you how to shoot it and you can write that down, that kind of sounds like it can help you as well. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking
get those shots that you can't find.
Yeah, because some of the people, I mean, it looks crisp. When you guys check out the intro videos, it looks crisp. Like, it looks crisp as you and I. Like, I was like, dang, you're not going to know who's real or not.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
Everything about change. So it's a lot coming, but like, you guys are ready to move with the times.
Wow.
So I think it's not going to. So before we close out, I always ask my guests, what's the saying or quote that you go by on your day to day?
I know with me, I always say black love equals black power. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, to me, everything starts with love, you know. Just to hit it on, like in the music, that's what I'm hoping they get from our music. They feel that, you know, that black love that's coming through there. Because, you know, that's the kind of music that I grew up with, listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire and different things. So, you know, that's my everyday saying, black love is black power.
I love it. That's a good one. Because who you date, I mean, it's life or death, who you marry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess for me, is, you know, I'm big on character. Like, you know, make sure your words align with your actions. You know what I'm saying? Be authentic. Like, words need to match with your action. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to talk about it, be about it. Don't just be talking that talking. You ain't going to follow through. So, you know, it's just like the music we put out. Like, we say a whole lot of stuff in the music. But, you know what I'm saying? Walking that line, it's like, you know, I ain't no studio gangster. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we want to just talk some positivity and live any old kind of way. Like, we talk about what we live. You know what I'm saying?
Man, so that was
like
word.
Accountability in the
That was a word, man. Yeah, because you got to live the life. And it's more fun that way. It's more fruitful. It brings out the art better. Everything is just better that way. Consciousness. You got to go home
for sure is.
Here by yourself at night. So... that matters. So before we close out, any last words you want to tell the people out here? Anything you want to leave out with?
Hey, thank you once again for having us on. You know what I'm saying? We enjoyed your platform, the whole nine. I don't know if you created the artwork in your background, but that's dope. You know, like, we all artists. So we all draw, paint.
Yes, and thanks for blessing the platform. It's gonna be great. The audience gonna love this. They're gonna support what you guys are doing. And just keep doing what y'all are doing. Unwavering. I love it. And thanks everybody for listening, man. Subscribe, like, and share. It's free. And if you like what is going on, share it. Share it with everybody you can, because that helps us grow. All right. Peace, everybody.